joining Dragon Leadership, the free audio course delivered to you by Bright Eye. I'm Joanna Tong. In this series, I shall share with you how to enhance your personal impact in your business and organization as a leader by using some of the ancient Chinese principles that have stood the test of time for 3,000 years. In this episode, I shall discuss how leaders can connect motions and emotions at workplaces by applying yin and yang, the central concepts of Taoism. The Chinese word Tao means path or way. Taoism is not a religion. Like Confucius' teachings, it is a school of traditional Chinese philosophy that can be traced back to 300 BC. The principles Confucius taught are relatively prescriptive and direct. Taoism, on the other hand, seems to contain contradictory concepts and paradoxes. It is not intended to make it more complicated than what it is worth. Rather, it aims to stretch our imagination. Perhaps this is what inspired Benjamin Hoove to write The Tao of Po, a book that introduces reader to the Taoist principles by our childhood friend, Winnie the Pooh.
Hi, I'm Winnie the Pooh.
You probably have heard of yin and yang. Yin and yang are the best known paradoxical concepts in Taoism. Yin, associated with feminine energy, usually represents the reflective and introvert aspects of activities and personality. Whereas yang, related to masculine energy, is referred to strength and actions. Taoists stress that although yin and yang are opposite forces, they are complementary. Just like night and day, winter and summer, and female and male. Imagine what nature and our lives would be like if we only had long dark nights, or hot dry summers, or all species of one gender. Similarly, at workplaces, we need both yin and yang energies. Yang, I would say, is the motions at meetings, phone calls, discussions, and other business activities you experience day to day. Yin, however, is the emotion underlying these activities. I could think of enthusiasm, passion, zest, creativity, and imagination. And, of course, you can add more to the list. Applying yin and yang to businesses and organizations, four scenarios can happen. Number one, a lot of yang but little yin. This is where bosses and employees fill up their diaries with meetings, phone calls, emails, administrative chores, and all kinds. They don't leave the desks at lunchtime. They don't go home before 7 o'clock in the evening. BlackBerries, iPhones, and laptops are always on, even when they are on holidays. They're busy, exhausted, and become weary. The question hanging over their minds is, what is this for? Scenario number two, a lot of negative yin. Answers to what is this for include pay the bills, buy family holidays, hang on to the job, and keep the business going. If these are the main emotions driving bosses and employees busy, then they are motivated by the negative energy, fear. For example, fear of losing the jobs and business, fear of running out of money, fear of taking stocks and making change. Ask yourself, what outcome would fear produce in businesses and workplaces? Let us look at scenario number 3. A lot of yin, but little yang. Let us turn the situation around. After team away days and team building exercises, bosses and employees are on an emotional high. They learned to change the language from negative to positive. They also learned to reframe their state of mind from good to great. They are in a positive thinking, positive talking mode. A month or so later, when the excitements subside, they look at each other and ask, "Now what?" Without actions, emotions would just soon shrink like a deflated balloon. Scenario number 4, yin and yang balance. Business activities at workplaces need to be driven by a compelling mission. In my experience, a lengthy mission statement won't work because nobody will remember it, never mind acting on it. I'd always lead management teams to produce a mission statement that has less than 10 words. It has to be short, sharp, and simple. Importantly, it has to be compelling. When people sign up to it, they don't just commit themselves with actions. They also commit with their emotions, such as enthusiasm and passion. A short and compelling mission makes everyone remember and understand they are here to make a difference. It may be a difference to the marketplaces, people's lives, societies, or the environment. Underlying all the efforts, hard work, and frenzies, bosses and employees remember what the business and their actions stand for. This is where yin and yang matter. Now, it is your turn. How is yin and yang balance at your workplace? I hope you enjoyed this episode. The audio course is based on my book, Dragon Leadership, East and Wisdom for Modern CEO. To find out more details or give me feedback, please visit my website www.brighteye.biz, which is BRIGHT-IBIZ. Do join me next time. Goodbye.